438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Welcome back. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live. We've been talking a lot about the economy, which is just terrible to listeners. They care about a ballooning trade deficit, a plunging dollar, the expansion of NAFTA and GATT in the free trade area of the Americas. Why, they said the troops in Iraq aren't getting a bonus. They'll be kept warm by the capture of Saddam as their wives go on food stamps and CPS takes their children. And how dare you say it's bad for Bush to hand Taiwan over to China, which is basically what he's done by arming them, not arming Taiwan, and breaking our 50-plus-year treaty with them. You're a communist if you're against communist China. You're a communist if you're for the Second Amendment. You're a liberal if you're for controlling our borders. That's the new neocon paradigm. And people are buying it hook, line, and sinker, though a lot of folks are starting to wake up. But why are they destroying the middle class? Why are they driving down the wages of doctors? Why are they driving down the pay by two-thirds for engineers, shipping the jobs to India? It's about getting rid of the middle class, getting rid of any group that can challenge the elite. They want you on welfare, in the psychiatric system, or in the criminal justice system. It's about control. Allie in Oklahoma, finish up your comments, and then we'll go on to other calls.
Well, really, all I had to say was this: they'll be able to have fewer workers. They can lay off more people then, and they won't have to pay people as much. On another little...
You know, you must not watch enough TV. You're concerned about the economy shutting down and the police state and the Federal Reserve. Don't you care about Saddam? How about you just be homeless? You can still worship Bush.
Suppose that's what they'd like to see us do. As a matter of fact, you may be required to before very long, or
well,
whoever's in his place.
If you don't worship him, you're for Al-Qaeda. Thanks for the call. Watson, comments on that?
Well, yeah, all it is this false capitalist system that China came out and publicly announced, oh, we're now capitalists. It's low wages, long hours, working at gunpoint. That's their definition of free market capitalism.
3 years ago, Jiang Zemin said at the 50th anniversary of Mao, 3 years ago, and in Tiananmen Square, and he said, capitalism is the ultimate form of communism. Well, that's their capitalism, where it's a police state. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's government tied in with corporations, which goes back to the very definition of fascism. So if you travel so far around the political spectrum, then you arrive at the same place, whether you want to call it communism or fascism.
Well, it's the same thing with Russia. You got six strong men running the country, still the same secret police, still the gulags, but our media just doesn't talk about it.
Yeah,
remember 2 years ago, and every year Russia buys more slaves from North Korea? Publicly just buys trainloads, 30,000 at a pop, for the slave camps. And the Russian guards wouldn't shoot them when they'd escape. So that's how it went public, all these people starving to death in forest labor camps, Paul.
And then they call Russia a democracy because they have elections, when the recent elections in Russia, before which there was a nice convenient terrorist attack, of course. The elections themselves were rife with ballot stuffing and all this sort of thing. The media was only towing the party line of the party that Putin wanted to win.
But they're capitalists now, and they put the red stars, so good, back on the tanks.
Yeah, and I mean, I still get emails from people who think that Putin's some kind of, fighting the New World Order by calling for a different New World Order. It's like the difference between vanilla ice cream and strawberry ice cream. It's still the same ice cream. It's the New World Order, whether it's led by China or Russia or whoever. It's all about world government.
Exactly. We're going to come back and go to Babs and Gary and Charles and Ken and others. Toll-free number to join us on air in this third hour, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to talk more about Patriot Act 2 that Bush signed over the weekend. Yeah, yeah. And we're going to get in to what's going on at the Pentagon and Halliburton and how they've twisted that. It's all coming up. Again, we're pro-gun, pro-family, pro-Jesus Christ. That means we're communist, according to Rush Limbaugh.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last week, it has been confirmed dozens of times, but confirmed yet again, that the British are carrying out almost all terror bombings in London, in Ireland, over the last 20-plus years, in some cases last 30 years, since 1976. It has been confirmed that in the Philippines, the U.S. government and the CIA are carrying out the bombings to, quote, keep martial law going in the nation. It's being confirmed that Musharraf over in Pakistan blows stuff up, has fake assassination attempts on himself as a pretext to crack down on the population. It's being confirmed that MI5 and 6 were involved in other bombings, and MI6 involved in the killing of Princess Diana. This is mainstream stuff. It's admitted that Porton Down Bioweapons Lab released foot and mouth 4 years ago. It's confirmed that our government has attacked our own troops to blame it on foreign enemies, and we cover that in my documentary films. We cover that here on the air. This is so important, and we've been lied to on 100 fronts concerning Iraq. Saddam Hussein is a horrible thug, but when the media says he's so evil, Saddam attacked Iran, which I know you've all heard, our government funded and ordered him to do it. We put him in. I hear him on the news going, he beat his way to power, a ruthless dictator. Yes, we put him in, but people don't have memories. So, yes, he's bad. What does that mean about our policies? It's incredible. Paul Watson, does that annoy you when you see him do that?
Yeah, I mean, in Order Out of Chaos, I've got a whole chapter on how Saddam Hussein was put into power by the U.S. and given all the biologicals. I mean, this is out of Republican Senate reports. And, I mean, I've got a quote here out of the London Times. Donald Rumsfeld, the U.S. Defense Secretary and one of the most strident critics of Saddam Hussein, met the Iraqi president in 1983, and it's almost 20 years ago to the day, to ease the way for U.S. companies to sell Baghdad biological and chemical weapons, including anthrax and bubonic plague, according to newly classified, declassified U.S. government documents. I mean, we had Colin Powell basically running the Iraqi battlefield intelligence, gassing the Iranian troops. And, I mean, this has all come out in official government documents, and yet, I mean, the only...
We had the CIA there telling him wind patterns, satellite photos, and because of that, he didn't kill all those children or Kurds. We've got the guy who was in the White House when it happened, Ray McGovern, coming on. That was Iranian blowback, just like the Germans had in World War One, of their own cyanide Soviet gas they were given. This is admitted. That's why you notice now when they talk about the trial, it's been alleged he nerve gassed him. Now notice it's been alleged, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, that article came out end of last year, where it was in the New York Times, where the CIA agent who was on the ground at the time said that he didn't gas the Kurds. It was blowback, and the Iranians were involved in it as well.
Well, they tested the blood. The Iranians used cyanide gas. Saddam was using sarin and VX. So it's real simple. But the point is, we're not defending Saddam. I mean, I've heard him on the radio, Paul. I don't know what it's like in England, but on the radio here, they go, this savage demon seized power bloodily in 1979. He wickedly attacked Iran, who was defenseless for no reason. He evilly did this and that. When our government the whole time was ordering him, running him, it's admitted. How do they get away with this? I'll tell you, people are so ignorant. They don't know what the First Amendment is. They don't know where Iraq is. They don't know how many continents there are. They don't have any history, do they?
Well, no, but they know how to buy an Ann Coulter action figure. But fact is, with Iraq, I mean, yeah, that's the outpouring that I've seen, complete government worship, and it goes back to Orwell's 1984, where we forget who we were at war with. We're now at war with someone else and just forget about the previous war against Iran when we were supporting Iraq. So the same process, and I mean, they'll use it again when Saddam spills the beans on Syria after being tortured, which is what Herat's newspaper reported, that he's going to implicate Syria with weapons of mass destruction, and then we'll go in and take out Syria as well.
Then they'll grab Assad, and he'll say it's Iran's now got him, and then Iran will say, oh no, Libya's got him, and then it's just a domino effect.
And then Iran will say, oh yeah, we got ours from North Korea, and then they'll go into North Korea, so it's just the same process again and again.
And they've got the nice new national draft, and when we're attacking North Korea and losing hundreds of thousands of troops with the new national draft, there'll be no discussion of Rumsfeld selling them the nuclear reactors.
No, and that was reported by Reuters, and in fact, that's still going on. They recently put another reactor back online, and it turns out that this is one of the reactors that Rumsfeld sold them back in 98. So that's already going ahead as well. North Korea, some experts say they've got hundreds of nukes, and I mean, they've at least got, you know, 6 to 8 at the moment. And this, I mean, we've got an entire archive on that where Rumsfeld is at the meetings with Cato, giving them the reactors, giving them hundreds of millions of dollars to build them.
Yeah, he was on the board of ABB. Let's go to, we're about to go to Babs and Gary and Charles and Kim, but real quick, Malta in Denmark. We get calls from Canada and Denmark and Germany and Australia. Malta, go ahead, you're on the air from Denmark.
I just want to say, you're talking so much about this corruption and about your government. It's not your government. It's not my government. It's the bloodline's government. They decide what's to happen. Only them. We don't have any influence on that. And I think they only do something we like if they think they're in trouble and they have to do something.
Well, that's it. And there is a top globalist banking families and royal families, and they manipulate the phony left-right spectrum. They get us to do the dirty work in Iraq. They make the UN look like the good cop is against the war, and then energize the leftward-leaning world government, and then bypass any discussion of, we don't want a world government. Now it's, what type of world government will it be? The globalists even write white papers up about how to present the world government with this bipolar left-right situation, when it really is a unipolar, one-pole global system. Paul Watson comments on what our caller from Denmark is saying.
Well, yeah, it's like when you go up to people and say that U.S. government carried out 9-1-1, they say, sometimes they say, oh, yeah, I agree that U.S. foreign policy is partly responsible. And we're not talking about U.S. foreign policy, because we report on the international forums that not only U.S. but worldwide leaders have, Bilderberg, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations, etc., etc. So it's not an American conspiracy. It's not a Jewish conspiracy. It's just a worldwide agenda which has these different heads coordinating the same policies at the same time, like the national ID card, etc., etc.
Absolutely. Malta, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Babs in Texas, a little closer to home. Babs, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
There are a couple of things. I would like to have a definition, and also of MI5 and MI6, I don't know what that stands for.
Okay, MI5 is the internal British secret police. MI6 is external. MI5 is like their FBI. MI6 is like their CIA. But Paul's over there and written a book about MI5 and MI6, Order Out of Chaos. And Paul, would you like to elaborate?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. MI5 looks for subversives within the UK, and MI6 looks for subversives in foreign countries, and it stands for Military Intelligence 5, Military Intelligence 6, which is devolved from an older organization, which is why they split up into those two factions.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, I think so. Now, would you tell me what you said a while ago? You were talking about Russian slave guards, or what was that word?
Okay, I got BBC, I got Scotsman, I got AP, I got Reuters, but Limbaugh or Hannity would never touch it. Our good little reform buddies, Putin, for 3 years in a row, it happens each year, North Korea owes $4.3 billion last time I checked. I'm having to access that mental file, folks. A little bit of hesitation there. And to pay down the interest on their debt, they transfer 30-plus thousand slaves, political dissidents, via the Trans-Siberian Railway to mines and timber programs in areas all over Russia. And it's come out because a lot of these North Koreans escape because the Russian guards refuse to shoot them. They interview local Russians about how sad it is that they're starving to death. They work them to death. Putin has had a press conference 3 years ago, was what really made news, thanking Kim Jong-il, who visited Russia, for paying the debt with 30,000 slaves. So it's right out in the open, Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, I remember the actual article was out of the London Times. It was, I think it was July 2001. So if you just go onto the London Times website, then I'm sure you'll find it. I don't know the exact date, but it was July 2001.
He had a press conference and thanked him for the slaves.
Oh, yeah. How horrible.
They sit up on podiums, thank people for slaves, and then we all sit here and talk about how evil Saddam is. It's a disgusting joke.
Alex?
Yes.
My family doesn't. All of them don't believe what I'm saying, and I have known about the One World Order since 1965 when I lived in California, and I learned at that time that Prescott Bush said it was going to take about 60. He said in 1933 that it would take about 65 years to get the One World Order in place for a takeover. Now I want to know where I can find that in writing, so that my child will believe it.
Well, I'm not an encyclopedia. I know Prescott. I know
you
Prescott
do a
Bush.
You do a pretty good job, Alex.
Well, thank you, Babs. Let me answer your question. We're going to go and let you go. Prescott Bush, Skull and Bones member, Bohemian Grove member. The Nazi money went into his coffers right up until 1953. That's mainstream news. Just came out last month. He has been a supporter of world government. The particular quote you're talking about, I don't have in front of me. Paul?
No, I don't have it either. But I mean, his son said the same thing in 1991, calling for a new world order.
And 92, and 90, and 1989, every State of the Union he gave. We'll come back and talk to Gary Charles Ken and others, and then we've got Ray McGovern coming on. Our final segment with Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos, lead sponsored Terror in the New World Order that I published. He's the webmaster for PresentPlanet.com. If you want a powerful book, get Order Out of Chaos.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
That's
of
right,
fire.
Folks. Evil always down, fails down, and always down, gets too fat and too out of control and too despotic. And we will prevail, ladies and gentlemen. Ray McGovern coming up. Try to get through as many of these calls as possible. Paul Watson, some more big 9/11 news broke, and it's been overshadowed by the Saddam diversion. Comments on that?
Yeah, well, we had an article from North Jersey Media Group, which talks about how the Air National 177th Fighter Unit, based at Atlantic City International Airport, had two F-16s stationed 8 minutes away from the World Trade Center. And what happened is that a few weeks before the attack, they had their mission change from being a scramble-ready squadron to protect American airspace to overflights in Iraq and Afghanistan, just by coincidence. And on the morning of 9/11, they were decommissioned. They were practicing bombing runs to target foreign countries rather than being ready to stand guard against...
And all the others got ordered to stand down, too. Let's talk to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Well, I had a theory about Zom. Okay, they said he said, don't shoot. I'm Saddam Hussein, president of Iraq. Okay, to me, it really looked like him. I may be wrong, but okay, say it was one of his body doubles that in there. Would he be so brainwashed that he would...
Well, we're not saying it's a body double. We're saying he'd already been captured, and that's what a lot of members of Congress...
What I'm saying is, if it was me, I'd be saying, hey, don't shoot. I'm one of his body doubles. You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy.
Absolutely, Gary. Thanks for the call. Paul?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've already gone over the fact that we don't think it's a body double. But, I mean, the fallout from this is... I mean, will he blow the whistle on his former business partners at the trial? I mean, you got Milosevic in his trial almost every other day saying, oh, I'm being tortured to confess, you know, it's all about a new world order. They're putting me on trial. So if Saddam comes out with those sort of comments, then you can expect the media to hush them up immediately, and that's what...
Yeah, you don't hear about Milosevic saying it's a new world order, I've been tortured. And by the way, Bill Clinton with his lies about mass graves, I'm not saying Milosevic's a good guy, but compared to the Croats and the Muslims, bin Laden working with the CIA to start the war, that's admitted congressional hearings by Republicans in 99. It's a disgusting joke, folks. Absolute fraud. Charles, Louisiana. Go ahead, Charles.
How you doing, sir?
Fine.
I have a question for Mr. Paul. And do you think the people in England will stand up when the time comes, if it comes? Do you think they have the guts to stand up?
Well, I think they have the guts, but they don't have the guns because we've been completely disarmed. So, I mean, that's why the main focus of our website is on America, because it's the last bastion of freedom where people are armed and a lot of people are still informed as to what's going on. So, I mean, England is basically a completely spineless socialist cesspit, I'm afraid to say, and that's been the case for many years. So my main focus is on saving America and saving the world via, you know, that route, because England's basically gone at the moment.
That's what I'm afraid of. Y'all can't even defend yourself down there.
You're put in prison. If you catch someone raping your wife and you stab them, you get 5 years in prison. They get a pension.
Well, I just thank you, Mr. Paul, for what you're doing, sir. You're really a brave man. And I just hope the American people start fighting, doing something, helping you all out. Because if we don't fight, sir, we're going to perish. We're going to perish. It's better to die free than be a slave. Thank you for what you're doing, Mr. Jones, and I'm really discouraged, but I hope they pass your tapes out there, and I hope to God that the people get some guts, start standing up to these people. I am sick of these people. I am so sick of them.
Sick of their lies. I hear your concern. God bless you. Ken in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ken. Good to talk to you, Ken.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I don't beat around the bush when I make a call on There's no doubt the American people cried out to God September 11th, but they just cried out to the wrong one. They cried out to the federal government. And with this Patriot Act, too, that Bush signed, you know, that's what we get. We look at those Arabs, or quote-unquote the terrorists or the Muslims, and we get politically stabbed in the back. So I guess the moral of the story is don't cry out to a false god.
Absolutely. I hear what you're saying, Paul, comments to what Ken just said.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what's going on. They've made government a god because they've tied it in with this false George Bush Christian ethic, when George Bush is not a Christian, and he's proposing all these laws which then butcher the Constitution, like Patriot Act 2, which he just passed and which he called
for. And now they grab their business partner and nothing's said, and Bin Laden's their admitted business partner. Time and time again, this is all staged. Thanks, Ken. Paul Watson, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate you, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
You bet. We'll come back with our CIA analyst and a bunch of other key news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Going out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California, to Providence, Rhode Island, from Denver, Colorado, to Austin, Texas. Simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 93.20, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890, and on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we're fighting Earth being turned into a fascistic prison planet right now. We're about to go to our guest, Ray McGovern, a 26-year senior analyst at the Central Intelligence Agency, who personally advised Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, and others. And he's part of an organization that's trying to bring some sanity to all of this. And I found his research, his historical understanding to be very, very accurate from my research. That's coming up here in a few minutes. I've got quite a few questions for him. And I know we've got a bunch of callers on this subject of Saddam and the rest of it, so we'll get to you too. Before I go to Mr. McGovern, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 10 films. My 10th film, Matrix of Evil, is out. It's got Congressman Ron Paul talking about the phoniness of this war and PNAC and the neocons. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney talking about prior knowledge of 9/11. DynCorp and the UN caught kidnapping children. This is mainstream news, folks. Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts on the globalist and the gun control and the rest of it. Myself throwing the Patriot Act out in Austin. It's full of solutions. 2 hours, 10 minutes, $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made, whether it's 9/11, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, when I infiltrated that for the British media. You need to get all these videos. They're all over 2 hours, $25.95. Order three or more. They drop down to $20. There's Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. We have Eric Huffman's video about 9/11, Painful Deceptions. You need to have all of these. We have the video on the USS Liberty, Loss of Liberty. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the films. Get them on Access Television. Get them out to opinion makers. They're changing people's minds. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Ray McGovern was going to join us yesterday. He did briefly. He had to go as part of an emergency meeting or something he had to take care of with a program he does for inner-city kids. But he does join us today here for the next 25 minutes or so. Mr. McGovern, just in a nutshell, a brief history of who Saddam really works for, what really happened in the 80s, what this capture means. Of course, none of us are fans of Saddam, but what this really means, how can they allow him to be tried if he's going to blow the whistle on who sold him the chemicals and biologicals? You have the floor. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to be back, Alex.
You bet.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a complex story, and I'll try to be brief. Back in the 80s, of course, we had just escaped from the trauma of having all those U.S. diplomats and others holed up in the U.S. embassy in Iran. And so Iranians were our primary, quote, enemy, end quote, in those days, and certainly we didn't want any of the Iranians to be expanding their power still more. And so Saddam Hussein was seen as a counterweight to that, and so he became a bad guy, but he became our bad guy, sort of like Noriega in Panama, as difference between other guys' bad guys and our bad guys, okay? So we supported Saddam Hussein during his war with Iran to the point of exchanging very sensitive intelligence with him, which gave him the upper hand. We also did all kinds of things in terms of allowing sensitive materials to get to Iraq. Those materials later criticized as being precursors to chemical and biological weapons.
Well, the 94 Senate report says anthrax, botulism, West Nile as well.
That's exactly right. And so it's quite hypocritical since we knew that he was using nerve gas, for example, against the Iranians. In those years, all of a sudden, we turned around after supporting him in that, after saying nothing about it, essentially. Then all of a sudden, he becomes a imminent danger, not only to his neighbors, but to us.
And, so and that's after his real capability has been blown to bits. I mean, they could say he was dangerous in 90, but not after 91. And, I mean, I hear him on the news going, he attacked Iran. He came to power in 79. He's a vicious killer. Didn't our government back in 54 use him as a CIA assassin?
Well, I'm told, I don't know this officially, but I'm told that our government did support his consolidation of power, and that seems pretty clear from the historical record. But the whole thing is the background here, and it relates to your other question, Alex, where you, when you question how we can possibly allow a a free and unfettered trial of this fellow. And that's going to be a real problem for our administration, because if Saddam Hussein is allowed to say all the things he could say, it will be very damning to U.S. policy going back into the 80s, and it will show that it's been a very two-faced policy.
Well, the Israelis at the Debka file, mainly Mossad folks, say he looked like he'd been held for weeks, if not months, and that he'd been worked over pretty bad. And then we have Congressman McDermott saying that, and then he's attacked as partisan. But then I have another congressman here, Ray LaHood, on December 2nd, told the Associated Press that, I know something you don't know. We're about to give you Saddam. So what do you think's really going on here?
Yeah, I found LaHood's comments really intriguing. And now he sits on the Intelligence Committee in the Congress, and so he has access to some of this information. I don't have a definitive judgment on this, but it is intriguing indeed.
Well, how can they say that McDermott is an evil communist traitor, as the neocons are now saying, saying something that Franks said in Cigar Aficionado in the December issue, the head of CENTCOM, saying something that LaHood said?
Yeah. Well, you know, this business of name-calling, when people call General Zinni, for example, who headed the CENTCOM troops, when they call him a Marine general, highly decorated, when they call him a traitor of some kind, and now they call other people traitors, I mean, that just shows the depths to which the discussion has degenerated. Now, take Congressman, the one from Washington you just mentioned.
McDermott,
yeah. He was over there, you may recall, he was over there in the fall of 02, okay? And I remember George Stephanopoulos asking him live on his program, Congressman McDermott, do you think that the president would deceive the American people? And Congressman McDermott smiled and he said, "Of course I do." And George Stephanopoulos sort of gulped, and I could hear in the TV rooms in my rather affluent neighborhood, I could hear the gasps going up like that. And of course, then McDermott said, "You know, deceiving the American people is a bipartisan activity." He said, "Think of how Lyndon Johnson deceived the American people in
Gulf of
Tonkin." And so don't be surprised. Just to be aware that any time a president decides to go to war, which Bush had already decided 3 months previous, any time a U.S. president decides to go to war, then you cannot really expect that you'll get the full story.
Well, look at all the lies we've seen, fake news articles posted by the Pentagon, signed by troops that never saw it, Jessica Lynch fables, Niger uranium deals that didn't exist, mobile weapons trucks they knew day one were British sold trucks for pumping up hot air balloons. I mean, they knew all this, and how can we believe anything they say? I've never seen lies at this level, and I cut my teeth, Mr. McGovern, exposing Bill Clinton. I have never seen a wall of lies. Have you, this?
I have not. And let me just add to that, Alex. And I go back a ways. I came on in government when John F. Kennedy was president. And so I saw LBJ and I saw Nixon and saw all the rest of them. And there was a lot of duplicity and there were a lot of lies.
And why are you now speaking up? I saw you on a British interview saying compared to Scowcroft and Bush and the senior, the people running the White House now are, quote, crazies.
Yeah. Well, now, that's a different that phrase goes back to the 80s. But let me just tell you the difference between now and then with respect to the lies.
Okay.
I have never seen such a well-orchestrated, the epitome of PR proficiency campaign going for 18 months as they prepared for this war. You see, the other lies, the lie about the Gulf of Tonkin, well, that was sort of a spur-of-the-moment opportunity as LBJ saw it. I don't excuse that, but it's a different kind of what we had over the last 18 months was a concerted campaign, extremely well-planned, to deceive the representatives of the American people, namely our congressmen and senators.
A program.
Yeah, into thinking that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, tricking them into giving their power under the Constitution to the president, and then allowing him to wage this unprovoked war. For first time in our history that our country has ever, on such a scale, waged a deliberate, unprovoked war. Now, the other thing is, you mentioned the crazies. Well, you know, that's really an interesting situation because, as I think you mentioned yesterday, I used to brief George Herbert Walker Bush when he was vice president every other morning, and I worked directly for him when he was the director of the CIA. I think very highly of the man. We have a good personal relationship still. And, you know, when I think of the differences here between his son and him, that just very striking. But getting back to the crazies, during the mid-'80s, the early 80s, these fellows were all around. I mean, Wolfowitz, Feith, Wormser, Bolton, Cheney, Wormser, they were all around.
They called Pearl the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, right. I should have mentioned him first. Now, they were all in the Pentagon or somewhere, but they were kept at a sort of innocuous middle level until Wolfowitz wrote that defense posture statement in early 92. Somebody leaked that. It went to the Times. And what did it say? It said all the things that we have now implemented. It said, for example, that when we see a situation where we have a chance to assert our strength in an area where we can, a strategic area like Iraq that has all that oil, we damn well better do that because that's our responsibility. That's manifest destiny for our country.
And that was repeated by the PNAC documents, and the neocons will say, it's never about oil when we have signed confessions from them.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is here, that when that document came out, the Wolfowitz defense posture document, George Bush the first was still in power, and he called his chief advisor, General Scowcroft, and Jim Baker, who was Secretary of State, and they discussed, what do you do about this? How did this guy get on the loose? You know, we're supposed to keep those people in their place. Well, they decided the only thing to do was to disavow it and put it in the circular file, which they did. And so those of us who knew that story, when we saw what George Bush II started to do when he came into power here in Washington and giving top jobs to Cheney, Cheney, of course, was elected, but Rumsfeld and Feith and Wolfowitz and those folks, then we said, my God, the crazies are back. And why would we call them the crazies? Well, because that's how they were widely known in the 80s. If somebody said, whoops, something have to do with the crazies, everyone knew precisely who those folks were. And I submit to you, Alex, that if you look at the decisions that have been made with respect to Iraq over the last year or so, I mean, crazies is the only possible explanation.
Well, we've had Marine Corps generals go public. We've had admirals. We've had CIA people. We've even had Scowcroft. But then they get called traitors by the media, and there is no so-called leftist media, and they claim, oh, the leftists are against the war. I mean,
yeah. Well, Alex, I hope this doesn't happen to you, but I had an interviewer on a ABC affiliate here in Washington who had me on maybe 7 or 8 times. There was another fellow in WOR up in New York that had me on twice. Both of them got canned. Both of them were told, we no longer need your services. When people called up and said, what happened? They said, well, the audience reaction wasn't all that good.
Yeah, and that's not true. They purposefully, all over the country, censor calls now, Clear Channel and others do, where you can't even get on the air if you disagree. And then people hear, you know, the shows like it's the First Amendment and there's a discussion going on. It's not. It's staged. And it's very scary to see this happening. Let's briefly, and then I want to take a few calls here.
Sure.
Nerve gas. On this show, you talked about what really happened with the nerve gas, who really nerve gassed the Kurds, and you talked about the cyanide-based nerve gas of the Iranians. You were there in the White House at the time. What really happened?
Well, you know, Alex, that's still not altogether clear. One of my colleagues has written extensively suggesting that it was Iranian gas that was used there, but I am no expert on this. I have checked with many experts, and most of the others feel that it was indeed the Iraqis that gassed the folks in Halajba, but that it was, you know, it was not an extenuating circumstance, certainly, but it was during the war. There was a pitched battle going on, and both sides were using nerve gas at the time. So it's not really – nothing is –
Well, last time you were on it, I read the articles. about how when they tested the dead bodies, it was the Soviet variant of gas the Iranians were using.
Yeah, I know, Alex, and I know I said that last time, but I've gone more deeply into it with more and more experts. And all I can say is that it's not conclusive.
Well, no, I respect that and understand. I'm not here defending Saddam Hussein. He's a horrible thug.
Yeah.
But compared to Bush saying Taiwan, you know, we're going to change our policy, or, you know, compared to giving reactors to North Korea, I just, you know, see this as an excuse to grab oil and sell weapons and to have a private cash machine for Dick Cheney and Halliburton. Your comments on that?
Well, it's also, and these are all true. There's an overriding rationale for this, though, and that rationale appears in the documents to which you referred, the PNAC documents. And for those of your listeners, go on the web and type in Project for a New American Century. And the documents that will appear there are the ideological, the strategic justification for the policies that are now being implemented by the crazies, the war against Iraq and so forth. And you'll see in those documents the equivalent of Hitler's Mein Kampf. Now, Mein Kampf was the strategic document that if anybody took it seriously, they could have seen what was happening. And people have not taken very seriously the documents of the Project for a New American Century.
Well, in the Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 2000, Cheney says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is so insane, I can't believe I just said it. I read it off their website.
Yeah.
Legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. They're talking about killing certain races, folks. Now, he wrote that. We'll be back with Ray McGovern and take some calls.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was talking to Ray McGovern during the break, and we're not sure who used the nerve gas on who. They've got Army documents that say it was the Iranians. They've got CIA that say it was Saddam. The point is, they're all a bunch of thugs over there killing each other. We were backing Saddam. It's very hypocritical now to go, oh, look how evil he is. America's cleaned him up for, you know, for everybody when we helped put this monster in power and backed up what he was doing. We're going to try to jam a few calls in here for Ray McGovern. I really appreciate coming on the show. Ray, and I know you can only speculate here, but using your analyst mind, you think they'll assassinate Saddam? Will he get a Lee Harvey, Oswald, Jack Ruby type killing, or will he get a fast developing cancer, or will they torture him and roll him out, or will he make a deal and blow the whistle on Iran or Syria with false info? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, Alex, it's a difficult situation for the administration because they need to get an international objective, nonpartisan presence in there as they deal with Saddam Hussein. Unfortunately, the arrogance and the disrespect for the opinion of humankind that has been illustrated by this regime in Washington would suggest that they're not going to do that. Now, if they don't do that, if they don't have somebody watching them, then all the bets are off. Number one, they will never let Saddam Hussein say all he knows about the U.S.-Iraqi relationship. And number two, they will always disparage what he says if it doesn't accord with what they have said. For example, the weapons of mass destruction. Well, where are they? Okay, where are they? I've been accused of having my tongue in cheek when I said the first thing they should ask him is, where are the weapons of mass destruction?
And they did.
Well, they did, yeah. But now he says there aren't any, okay? And people say, or the mass media says, aha, well, how are you going to trust him? He's lying. Well, is David Kaye, the U.S., U.N. inspector, lying when he says it? I mean,
well, the point is that they didn't have that many weapons before the war. They had a lot less after. They're nothing compared to their other neighbors. You can't have one policy for Iraq and 10 other policies for other countries that are 100 times more dangerous. Mike in Ohio, you're on the air with our guest, Ray McGovern. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, my name's Mark, but that's okay. Mr. McGovern, what was your cabinet post there at the Bush-Reagan administration?
Mark, it wasn't a cabinet post. I was one of the CIA briefers that took the president's daily brief down in the morning and briefed the highest advisors to the president.
Okay, I'm also familiar with Wolfowitz document.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some way I can actually find that defense posture document on the internet?
I believe so. Try first with the Project for a New American Century.
Project for New American Century?
Yeah, and I'm sure that they would have links to it.
Yeah, that's their website too. It's not us saying this.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, for example, one of those documents, the one that Alex just referred to, talks about the ability of our military has to be able to wage two wars at the same time and also conduct what they call constabulatory duties. In other words, be constables in the countries that we occupy
countries.
Yeah,
and imperial.
Actually, I'm familiar with that document a little bit because I saw a PBS special deal.
Mark,
dealing
I gotta
with that
let
document.
You go. Gotta
oh,
let
sir,
you go.
I just want to also tell you that your signal's being jammed here in Cincinnati, Ohio. So apparently, your guest right now.
Okay, thank you for the call. Gotta let you go. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Ray McGovern, thanks for coming on.
Not at all, Alex.
I appreciate it.
Hope they don't jam your signal.
Thank you. Sorry to Ed and everybody else, a bunch of callers we didn't have time to get to. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Thanks to all the affiliates, the sponsors, number one, the listeners, and God. But on this earth, thanks to the listeners and in heaven, thanks to God. And pray for America and pray for the people's minds and souls that their eyes be open for the hypocritical corruption all around us. Because while they're dealing with Saddam, they're creating 10 more just like him. We'll be back tonight, back tomorrow.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite.